Okay, just a review. So we had a very nice idea. So we have the concept of what it called of culinary, the idea of the arbacosos and the culinary experience concept, right? So we focused on whether the idea of it being a process, like one long culinary experience, that's moshav echad, versus they created four distinct ones, and then we had a Berman's beautiful point of
Nora's point, my
right place or plop, right? There's the position in the Seder determinant. Very nice. That leaves us with another, the other dominant position, ironically, which is after two and after four. So what's that? So I didn't think about it. So Moshe Kappa wants to present the fine possibility for the side that says, okay, we'll see if we get into the difference between Obama and Obama. But I mean, the side that says that it's only after two and four. So he wants to say that beforehand we were assuming that, what did Chazal do? They set up like four unique culinary experiences, and the question is, are they discrete, or it's what process? But he's saying no. He's saying maybe what you'll say is that it's a similar, it's a similar formulation as how Kiddush was created. The Kiddush really essentially is words, and then they attach it to a kos, right? That's the idea of chashivas, because yain is chashiv. So they say the similar thing here. In other words, Sipur, Chazal come along and say Sipur demands kosos, right? The mitzvah Sipur included in that is the idea of kos. So now, but it happens to be that in, when you drink wine, it's a culinary experience, right? But essentially, it's really kosher mitzvah. So then what Koppel's saying is that, okay, if you say that, so then, normally speaking, there's what the principle is that the completion of the culinary experience produces the chi of a bracha achrona. It's just that here, the nature of the culinary experience is one shel mitzvah. It's like a different track. So like the culinary, like the response, the bracha achrona, will fit into that framework. It's like a different, it's not a different bracha achrona. It's just saying that it responds to a different phenomenon. You know what I mean? It's still culinary. It's just that the culinary is tied to like a thematic sipur idea. So that's what creates the hefsek. It's not like man, normally like time or hefsek hadas would create a hefsek, so to speak. But not here. Akar daite. Right? That's akar daite. Okay. So that would make sense according to the Ramban. I mean, cheated by using akar daite, but it doesn't matter. That's like...
Is there a Ramban?
Yeah. Right, so why does the Baal Mor challenge him? The Baal Mor says, no, that only works if I have no wine, right? I mean, I'm not eating. But if I, again, he says, Val Mishi Yeshu Yain Harbe Elishtos, so could also, Kevin Shleishu Levarach Berkas Mazen Patar. Why do I have to have this idea of knowing that I'm going to be drinking or drinking? That's why I'm saying he's going to drink during the meal. Is that
right,
the idea?
Yeah.
In other words, why is the fact that I know I'm going to be drinking during the meal, why does that mean now I don't have to make a bracha achrona? Or my not drinking during the meal means I have to make a bracha achrona after the second kos. Right? That's a good possibility. Let's think it through. There's kos sheni is a funny kos, right? Because on the one hand, if I look at it from this perspective of arba kosos, there's no question that's the end of magid. I make gal yisrael, I make bor pir guffin. I've finished a section. So on the one hand, that drinking of the wine is the completion of a section, right? On the other end, though, right, if I look at it purely through the area of Birchas Nanin, it's just another cup of wine I had, right? So it makes a lot of sense to say that if I want to continue to drink wine in my Suda, there's a natural tziruf through the framework of Birchas Nanin, right? Just continue drinking wine. But from the framework of Sipur, right, there is no natural tziruf between the second coast and the Suda, right? There's no natural tziruf there from the perspective of Sipur, right? Sipur's over, now I start Suda. So maybe, I think what Berman's trying to say, the Baal Mor is trying to thread a line. He's trying to say that there is, as long as I know when I have wine during my meal, so now I can rely on the Birchas Nen and Siruf of what he called, of the culinary experience of wine. Right? But if I don't have more wine during the Suda, so now I don't have, there's no Siruf anymore. Because now all that Kos Sheni is now is simply that which brought, my section to an end. Meaning what you're saying that, in other words, really, the drinking of the second kos should bring both the culinary and mitzvah aspects to an end. It just happens to be, since I'm going to continue drinking in my meal, I'm able to continue it. But if I don't have that, then there's nothing to connect the second kos to the Suda. Is that what you're saying?
Next,
Kufchas Amabez. Nice little gemara here. Very interesting point. Right? Tana Rabbanan. Who's reading? Man.
Tana Rabbanan.
What's the word to stress there? Hakol. Everyone is chayav in arbacosis. There you go. Right. Always is one of the strangest gemaras, right? Because it doesn't say yiladim, by the way. It says babies. Like it's setting you up, right? Babies. What? Right. Okay. Now you gotta be very careful. Like, what does he mean by that? So look at look at the Rashbam. Right. So okay. So why would you think the baby should be included? Because they were part of the gula as well, right? Same logic as Dubai women, right? So they were also part of the gula. Okay. Right. So it's like funny saying like, in other words, not that there's an issue with little babies drinking wine. Like, that's fine. But they're potter from a mitzvah. Like, why don't you want to give them wine otherwise, go right ahead, because it's a hate. Just don't think there's any halachic significance to it. Right? Like, today, like, the question would be like, what do you mean? Like, you give little babies wine. That doesn't seem to be what's bothering, what do you call it, Rav Yehuda. He's saying that, halachically speaking, you don't gain anything by giving them wine. Okay? Okay, but of course, what's the question now? Before you even go on, what's the havamina?
Yeah.
Right? Or he's asking, like, what's the havamina? I mean, the Gemara presents it this way. It presents it as if Tinokos are chayv in armakosos. So now we're going to play a little game here. So rather, what? Ella. Right, so what do you do? Right. Why?
So that they will not sleep and they'll ask questions.
Okay. What's the problem here?
They still seem to be having to do something.
Think about it. This Gemara is discombobulated because the Gemara's answer doesn't seem to follow the question. The Gemara is saying everyone's chayvin arba kosos. Okay. And the kosos have to do with gula, right? And let's say if you want to bring in other ideas, presume nisa, blah, blah, blah. All those ideas, right? Okay. So what do you mean? Babies can't drink wine, right? What's the point? They're patra mitzvahs. Oh, so you know what we'll do? We'll do something else. We'll get involved in Sheila Sabain. What was it with the Arbacosos? Right? Good luck. You're going to have to figure out, you know, what's the common denominator. Now, that's why I brought the Meiri in. Like, he senses this problem. But anyway, let's finish the Gemara.
Okay.
But, by the way, I'm sorry. And notice something. That's another important point, by the way. In other words, when we look at Sheila, right, it's like there's two parts of Sheila. Part one is make sure they're awake. And then they have to ask questions. It's always about keeping them awake. Okay? Okay. All right, so that's section one. Okay, next section. Section two is... All right, now there's a big machlokas what this means. I don't know if you'll time the whole thing here, but it's a big machlokas. What's chotfin? What, hide, right? Hide the matzah. Okay? So, yeah. So, why Bishvil... So right, so they won't what do you call it? They won't fall asleep, right? They won't fall asleep. But notice we dropped Shayla, by the way. But they won't fall asleep. Okay. Now, of course, the question is, before you look at the Rashbam, what's the question?
How is that connected?
Oh no, that the Rashbam gets into that. No, simple question. Come on, just basic, like if you're looking at the Gemara. Why do we have to have another possibility here? Is Rav Lezer arguing? I don't understand. We have Klaios Vegozim. Okay, so why not include in Klaios Vegozim Chotan Samatza? Why do you have to have a separate like Brisa? Like, oh, wow, would it be Chiddush, Chotan and Matzah? Meaning, just say, listen, do, like, give him candies and Chotan Matzah, right? That's one question. Now look at the Rashbam. Forget Klaios, right? Look at Chotan Matzah.
So,
so one thing you do is what? You, right, the TV tray, right? So the tea, they ask a question.
Is the Parashat Chotan Matzah. Rest of the
there
are those that explain
chutzim
matzah as ochlin maher.
Right,
you eat it fast.
What are we talking about here? Okay, right.
Shnei l'shem solo perish
b'tenu. Okay.
B'yesh gorsin matzos makbien asakara shi'esh ba matzah maror shnei tefshelim.
Okay. B'linira.
B'linira chutzim misalkin asalachem miyad.
So what do you do? You take it from them. You hide it. Shelo yushenem. Right, not by the way, not afikomen hiding, right? Rather, what do you do?
They don't eat too much.
Right, you take it away, right?
What if they want to eat the shnei tefshilin?
Right. By the way, you know...
They do the french fries and ketchup on
Christmas. Sure, why not? Right? Well,
no filter, make it harsh, only.
So, if you low your shoulder, right, because if they eat too much, they'll fall asleep and they won't ask. Aval achshav, kishachotvim mehen, lo yeshnu v'yeshalu. So when you take it from them, they'll
right.
Stay awake.
Why? Kolomar, because they haven't slept. They won't fall asleep. Shalachlu, could they sit on? They didn't fill up. Right. So it sounds like as a father actually or a parent has like two objectives here, right? So one is getting the kid to ask questions, but alongside that, what else does he have to do? Make sure the kid doesn't fall asleep.
Right. Well, it sounds like here he's saying that you just naturally don't see the changes that are made.
Yes.
So it sounds like more, the responsibility is more than just keep it away.
Right. Yes. Where's the? Do you have the mirror? I don't have it. Let me. I'm still in yours. Oh, it's in the back. Oh, very good. So now, look at the mirror. He says, and then we'll start defining. We'll go back to the Gemara. No, actually, yeah. Well, let's just look at the mirror, and then we'll go back and finish the Gemara. Yeah. See, I found that so fascinating, right? Because what's he bringing in here?
Trying to get them excited about
Arbakosos. Well, Imisamchan Osam Yechovas. No, but because the Indian of Arbakosos is what? There's an Indian of Simcha attached to it, right? That's something you don't hear often, right?
Yeah.
So even though we're chayev to wake up to get the kids interested, the little kids interested, right? So they ask questions. We don't misaymech them with what do you call it? With Chovas Arbakosos. Right. So okay. So no, what's the Meiri trying to do? Come on, man.
He's trying to find like an alternative.
Okay, but more fundamental. Like, what's he trying to do? Yeah, exactly. He's trying to explain the flow of the Gemara. He's trying to say, how do you go from Arbakosos to getting them to, what do you call, ask questions? So he's trying to bridge the gap. So he's saying, what's happening here? Right? He's saying, really, since Tinokos don't have any Simcha, but Yain, so what do you do instead? Of course.
It goes in.
Right? Okay, stop. That's all we need. Right? Okay. So this is an important point. What the Meiri is saying is that he's trying to create like a yisod that ties together the Arbakosos to the Tinokos. I mean, what's the Havamina? Meaning, you would think that Arbakosos means the Chiv, I'm not defining anything, but it's like Chiv Simcha. Right? So Tinokos are also Chayv and Simcha, so to speak. It's just that they can't express it through Yayin. So here's another avenue to express it. But you can't just do that, right, Weiss? You can't just say, Simcha? Like, what? You can't do that. You can't just pull out of your pot. Don't say, because the Simcha's... Don't do that.
No,
stop. Not a coincidence. You're right.
No.
It is true what it says by the Chiyuv of Bus of Yayin Yantov, right, Bus of Yayin, that by kids, what do you do? You also, what do you call it? 100%. But I'm just saying, there's no indication from Arbakosos that has to do with Simcha fundamentally. It's about Sipur and Gula and Nace and all that other stuff.
I would give women an extra article of clothing.
Here he's saying, when you look at this Gemara all along is talking about Inyanei She'ela Sabin. That's the objective of the Gemara. That's clear. So the first thing, that weakens the question. It's not a question of whether there's an independent Chiv on Tinokos and Arbakosos. The question is that we need to figure out a way. How do we get the kids to ask questions? Okay, so what would you? Okay, so now what would you have thought? Now and again, in other words, because we want questions insofar as they're tied to Gula or Cheres, right? So what framework would we use initially?
The same way that we do it for the people that are Chayav Mitzvos.
Okay, meaning we have a precedent. Mm-hmm. We use the halachic precedent as our vehicle to bring the kid in, right? You use wine, Arbakosos, because Arbakosos deal with what? With Gula. So if you're going to want them to get involved in shalos about gula, use the pre-existing halachic mechanism. That's the vehicle to get the kid involved, right? So that's not a crazy havamina. It's just the only problem is what? The problem is it's a great overarching vehicle. It's just that for a kid, what? What?
If you want to have a halachic performance, it's got to be an actual performance.
Vantinokos Elohim Simcha Kolkach B'Yayin, right? But they're not, meaning that the Kiyam won't emerge to them drinking wine, right? They won't get that Kiyam. Meaning the Kiyam of what?
Asking about Gula.
Well, right, well, that. In other words, that's what we're trying to get at. In other words, they won't get that through drinking wine, right? So now what?
No.
What you're saying is that normally speaking, we would use the Arbakosos. That should be our vehicle to get them in the ring, right? But the problem is that that's not that won't work with them. That the Kiyam can't be expressed properly. So what do we do instead? What do we do, Moshe?
We give them like a hechsher.
A hechsher.
Like a method to get into the framework of asking questions.
Okay. I'm going to say this carefully. The halachic system naturally doesn't provide an avenue for the chkatan, for the tinok to get involved. Why? He's patur from mitzvahs, right? There's no natural mechanism in the system to allow the katan to even express it. So if that's not the case, what do? We look, so to speak, outside the normative halakhic system. We can do that. We can use alternative methods to get the kids involved, right? So again, the objective is to get the kid in the ring, right? It's just that the halakhic system Arbakosis expresses this idea, but the halakha system doesn't have an avenue for the kata. So how do we make him do a show off? That's what we want, yeah. Right? Oh, we use these klaios and egozim. Okay, good. All right, is that good? So far, so good. Okay, so now we have a nice flow. Okay, so now the Gemara says is, so now you're something interesting. So man is already sensing where the Gemara is going now, because the Gemara is saying, well, you could use klaios and egozim, fine, but turns out, you know what else we could do? Use the matzah. It's not a coincidence that the Gemara is switching over to matzah now, because it turns out we can use something that is tied to, but not in its normative way. In other words, normally what do you do with matzah? You eat it, right? So we're going to use it like in a different way, right? Okay, that's your step. But you got to be careful, because there's a machlok, because of what chatifa means. Mm-hmm. You're saying only according to one side. So let's take a step back. So what now? What's the machlok? First, what's the machlok is in chatifas matzah? Forget the ochel maher. Let's just deal with the two main sides.
What?
Fine. Okay. Fine. So there's magbina sakara, right? That's one. Two. Ochel maher. It's hard to understand that, right? And then what's the other shita?
The other shita is
take it away.
I remember.
So the first two sides, I agree. The first two sides are saying that. What are you doing? So,
well,
yeah. You, was like using matzah and its chafshal mitzvah. What do you call format? Right. So using that as a way to get him involved. Okay, so you can see it that way. He'll see like, oh, look at this thing that's on the ka'ara. Like when you raise it up, what is that? Right? So you're still able to use, so that's the reason why that's being brought in is there could be ways for us to use the halachic props of the night to get the kid involved. That's the first way of learning. Right? Whether I do the ma'isachila earlier, etc. But what's the other way, the rashbam, this other way? Sounds very practical. So then what's the machlokas then? Or what's this coming to show you? Right, so the objective is kid has to ask questions. So the first way of learning is saying, what's the best way to get, oh, I would say best. What's one way to get a kid to ask questions? Because what does that do? Positive reinforcement, gets him engaged, he's happy now, right? So one way to keep him awake is positive reinforcement, right? Is positive, what do you call it, pushing, so to speak. But the Gemara says, but there is another way.
But also it seems like...
What's the other way?
The other way is just to make sure that he...
Doesn't fall asleep.
Right, that he doesn't fall out of the state. So that's like, that's not a positive idea. That's more like you take something away from him, meaning he wants to eat, he wants to fill up. No, you can't fill up, right? Because that'll bring him out the end. It's not the most pleasant way, right? But doesn't it ensure the objective?
Yeah. Another thing I'm noticing is that.
Okay, so what a from guy. So what did Rekiva say? Oh, they say about Rekiva?
Only time that you can. Leave the base
metrics,
I guess.
Right. He would never say, like, meaning time to get up. That's your way of knowing it's time to leave, right? That's only two times. Why? Interesting. Okay, so let's put obviously we care about the Erev Yom Kippur one. So why Erev Yom Kippur?
Rashbam.
Kidei.
Right, so you put them to sleep during the day, so they'll be awake at night.
Right, so that's one. So one sheet is, or one opinion is what? Is that one parish, excuse me, is that, well, you get your kids taking a nap. By the way, Rashbam.
Yeah, right there, the next word. Oh, Inami. I thought it was on the Yom Kippur. Okay.
That's very troubling. So he's saying that he's saying to forget naps. He's just saying get out of the base medrash early. Why? Because if what do you call it? If we keep the kids up all the way when it turns dark, they're going to fall asleep. So that, what's that implying? It sounds like what do you got to do? That sounds like there's an inyan of there's if your kids if you know they're going to fall asleep, what's it called? Is that implying that? And I'm not saying you're doing. It's an interesting question. Like what this means when he says ma'akvin alayla la'acha shehichshich. Because after it gets dark, the kids are going to go to sleep. Now, does he mean like the Seder goes too late, they're going to fall asleep? Or does he mean literally like when you start your Seder at night? Like again, like in Israel, we're not going to start to like 8:45. You've got a 4-year-old or 5-year-old, it's very hard for them to stay awake even at 8:45. So what do you do? Okay, that's the first possibility. And the second possibility. Exactly. In other words, you would think what? You would think that it's only the Mechayev of Leil Seder that produces the Chiyev of making sure my kids ask questions. But you see that Rabbi Akiva is willing to say no. He's willing to send you home early because there is an idea. Well, if we see this in other areas also by Leil Seder. There's an idea of machshering your kids for Leil Seder, meaning it's not just simply on Leil Seder, egozim and klaios, etc. It's even beforehand. There's this whole idea of heksher actually as a framework that exists outside the technical chiyuv of Leil Seder. That's an interesting idea.